We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shara Torah, Perek Aleph, Chelek Rishon. In the English edition, on page 382, in the bottom, Dibur Maschil, Menimso Lefize Nucha Lahovin. The topic of discussion here that the Chofetz Chaim is talking about is the importance of learning Torah. Limud Torah will protect a person from speaking Lashon Hara. And of course, protect him from many other things as well. The Chofetz Chaim continues and says, "V'nimsa lefiza nucha lahavin," according to what we've mentioned, in regards to the importance of Limrat Torah, we can understand, "Kama yesh lanu lehischazek b'limrat Torah," how important it is for us to strengthen ourselves to make sure we learn Torah, Limrat Torah. Both in regards to our obligation, as we will explain in Mir Sashem Kamon later on. As well as that we will be able to prevent ourselves from all Dibur Masurim through Limra Torah. The kosher came is manenu, says the Chofetz Chaim, Shabbavonisenu harabim, that because of our tremendous averus, nismaitet omud ha-toyra. The omud ha-toyra, the pillar of toyra, has been lowered. Kamiyesh lo odom lis ametz bazeh, how much a person has to strengthen himself. Chazak ve'amatz. He has to, it's ametz bazeh, strengthen himself. He has to strengthen himself with Limud HaTorah. Kedisu b'Yerushalmi Perek HaRoya. The Yerushalmi tells us, Reb Shimon ben Yoichai says, Im ra'isa dosh nis yayishu yideyen min HaTorah. If you see a generation, shis yashu yideyen min HaTorah, that they gave up hope from learning Torah. Yish is to give up hope. If you see a generation that said, Torah is not for me. Amoid v'ischazek bo. Amoid v'ischazek bo. Get up, stand up, and strengthen the Torah. V'ato noitel schar kulam. And you will get the schar kulam, the reward of all of them. If you see a generation that they're weakening themselves in Limud HaTorah, stand up and strengthen the Torah. Do what you have to do. You will receive the reward for everyone's Torah that they should have learned and they didn't learn. You learned, you receive the reward. Chofetz Chaim here is bringing down from the great Rishon Bar Yochai how each person has to take the message to heart to realize how important it is his presence, his physical presence, his attendance when it comes to learning Torah. A person shouldn't think, you know, okay, I can't make it today, I'll make it tomorrow, I can't make it tomorrow, I'll make it the next day, can't make it the next day, I'll make it yesterday. No, didn't make it yesterday. He has to realize his presence makes a difference. When the Var b'miktsa says, "Goydel achiyuv ha'adam l'tayre v'goydel schoroi b'oylam hazeh v'oylam haba." The Chofetz Chaim now will discuss the goydel chiyuv ha'adam, the tremendous obligation a person has to learn Torah, and his reward, which will be waiting for him here in this world and in the world to come. Ki ne yadu de etzem limud Torah levad ma shehalimud meiv l'dei ma'isa hu mitzvas ase d'oraisa. Besides for etzem limud Torah, besides for the actual limud Torah itself that brings to ma'isa, brings to action, it is a mitzvah asi deraisa. As the pasuk says, Ulamadetem oisom ushmartem asoisom. Ulamadetem oisom, and you should learn them. Learn the mitzvahs. How do you learn the mitzvahs unless you learn Torah? So learn the mitzvahs. Ushmartem, and guard them. Lasoisom, to make sure you perform the mitzvahs as well. V'amru chazal, elu dvarim. Sh'adam oichel periseim, b'ilam azeh. The Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. The Torah is the greatest mitzvah. You take all the mitzvahs on one side of the scale, and you take the Talmud Torah on the other side of the scale, and the Talmud Torah weighs it down. The Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam. V'isa b'yushalim perik aleph depeyo, shekol ha-mitzvahs einon shoves ledavar echad min ha-Torah. All of the mitzvahs together, they are not equal. They don't add up to the reward, to the schar. The dover echod min ha-Torah. To one aspect of Talmud Torah. One thought of Talmud Torah. We see how powerful it is to learn Torah. A person has to realize that he has this obligation to learn Torah. It is the most important thing to do in the world. Nothing is more important. I'll ask you a question. To save someone's life, someone's drowning, is it more important to save his life or to learn Torah? And the answer is more important to learn Torah. Do you let him drown? Of course not. You close the safer, or if you don't have time, you leave it open to go save his life. You don't make those calculations. And you go save his life. But we have to realize, saving his life is not as great of a mitzvah as is learning Torah. And you learn this with Rabbi K in Megillah. Saving his life, we'll take it afterwards. Saving his life is not as important. Doesn't mean you don't save his life. But you want to know which is a greater mitzvah? Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah. And therefore, if there's a mitzvah, she'eshes kaino deyache, if there's a mitzvah that can be performed by someone else, that other person should do that mitzvah. And a person who is learning is obligated to continue to learn. Uksiv, the pasuk says, ki lekach toy nesati lechem. Now the Chofetz Chaim is going to bring such a beautiful point here. Not that he didn't until now. Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem toirosi alta zevu. The pasuk says in Mishlei, ki lekach toiv nasati lachem, I have given you a good treasure. Let's focus on the word toiv over here, good treasure. Toirosi alta zevu. My Torah, alta zevu. Don't forsake it. I have given you something good. Don't leave it alone. The Chofetz Chaim now wants to focus on this word toiv. What is it that the Torah is called toiv? The Torah is called good. And he says as follows. If you have an ani, you have a poor person. I heard a story from a relative of Rav Aryeh Levin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who said that the poverty was so bad in the house of Rav Aryeh Levin in Yerushalayim that one of his children, maybe more, but I heard the story from that if they found an orange peel, this is what happened. Here's what he told me. He found an orange peel on the floor. He picked it up and he put it in his pocket for later. How many of us pass by an orange peel and think, oh, I should pick that up. That's something I could use. That's something I can eat. The orange peel. Something that's choshev, be'eni ani, in the eyes of an ani, is not choshev an eini asher. The wealthy person or the person who has more means than this ani does not think that this what this ani has is anything special. But for the ani, it's good. V'chein davar shu choshev be'einav, ein choshev be'eini asher gadol. But it's not valuable in the eyes of the gadol of the asher. B'davar shu choshev be'einav, ein choshev be'eini hamelech. Now you have a wealthy person, and to him, what's valuable to him is not valuable to the king. The king would say, well, I mean, he doesn't think twice about what the wealthy person has. His wealth is a drop in the bucket to what the king has. So too, you go up the totem pole. What does the king think is a valuable fortune? Conquering a country. To the king, when he conquers another country, that's something of value. But to an angel, to a malach, conquering a country, it's like a penny. What's it worth? Nothing valuable in that. Ki yadua, as we know, sheyesh malachim shemidosim kama alofim parsois. There are malachim whose size are so great. It's kama alofim parsois. Thousands of parsa is the height of malachim. How much is a parsa? One parsa is 4 mil. A mil is the distance of an average person that can walk in 18 minutes. And these malachim are several thousand parsois tall. You can do the math and let me know what it comes out to. Not now. K'may shomer chazal b'chulin, the Gemara tells in chulin. And that's why the Torah comes along, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki lekach toif. Who's calling this toif? Who's calling the Torah toif? Is this the Ani? The Asher? The Melech? The Malach? R'u v'yizbaininu. B'gaydel toivasa. Come and see. And understand and contemplate the Gaidal Taivasa with the greatness that we have in front of us. Achinikres Etzli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Shebarasi kol ha'ilamois v'kulam kuloi chashuvin lefanai. Hashem says, I created all of the worlds. And they're worthless in my eyes compared to The Torah is called Toiv. Ki lekach Toiv. Nesati lachem. Toirasi al ta'azoivu. V'hichem de genuza shakadosh baruch hu mishtasheya batamid. K'moy dechsiv. V'ayeh shashuim yoim yoim. V'hi toirasi. Alkein ata azivu. Alkein alta azivu. The Torah, in speaking about Hashem at the time of its creation, says the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delights in the Torah every day. V'yeshashum yon yon. What does it mean, v'yeh? What will be a delight to Hashem? The Torah with Hashem. Therefore, says the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Toiv. Hashem is the one who calls it. He gives a stamp of approval. Not the Ani, not the Oshir, not the Melech, not the Malach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no comparison to those previous mentioned. I want to share with you some nice footnotes that are brought down here on the bottom. He says, number 24 in the bottom, in the English. If a poor man calls something good, how good can it really be? If the average man or a very wealthy man calls something good, how good is it? He puts things in perspective of what we just read. If a king calls something good, how good can it really be? If the angels call something good, how good it really must be. Yet if the creator of the universe calls something good, how incomprehensibly good must it be? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavoydoi v'atzmai calls something good, it's undoubtedly nothing else but good. And he says a very interesting point here in number 25. Astrophysicists have calculated there are more galaxies in the universe than there are grains of sand on the earth. Let's repeat this. There are more galaxies in the universe than there are grains of sand on the earth. And every galaxy is comprised of millions of stars. Each star with its own orbiting worlds. This limitless number of worlds is called insignificant by the Creator, and yet He calls His Torah good. Think about it. The creation is beyond comprehension. It's so massive. Now, what does Hashem call good? Tayrosi al tazoivu. I have to say that I think the word good, in the way that we use it, it's difficult to appreciate this pasuk properly. Good sounds maybe in the English word, in English language, good sounds like it's okay. So when we translate the pasuk, Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem toirosi al tazoivu, it sounds like, oh, there's something good. It's called the Torah. When you hear something, it's fabulous. It's amazing. It's awesome. Whatever the words you want to use, then, oh, that takes the cake. That's much better than good. I think it's because we are in our language that we use good in a certain way. We have to rewire the system and understand what does it mean that the Torah is good, that the Torah is kilekach toiv nasati lachem, to discuss and to think of what we just mentioned. A few nights ago, there was the video that they showed of Rav Yashuv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's not normal. His lifestyle was it just wasn't normal. Not in a negative sense. It was just beyond comprehension. They said over a story where Mitzvah Yom Kippur at the age of 100 years old. It's just incomprehensible. Mitzvah Yom Kippur at the age of 100 years old, after davening, he finished eating, he had a fleshik suda, and he was walking in his house, through that hallway that he had, he turned around. And he started learning. Now, how many people have strength, Mitzvah Yom Kippur, after standing, after sitting, whatever they were doing, davening a whole day, not eating, fasting? We're not 100 years old yet. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, to sit down and relax a little, get some energy. He turned around and he went to go learn. He opened the safe and went to go learn. That's not the amazing part of it. The amazing part is that 6 hours later, his grandson asked him if he wants a cup of coffee. And he said to his grandson, wow, the coffee? How could we have coffee now? We just ate fleishiks. That's what he responded to his grandson. So his grandson said, Zaidi, it's been 6 hours since we ate fleishiks. So Rav Yashia said back, it's been 6 hours? What time is it? He said, it's almost 2:30. Oh, it's almost 2:30. That means it's time to start learning. Because at 2:30 every morning he would wake up. He would wake up at 2. He would start learning at 2:30. He was learning at 2:30 in the morning. So it's time to start learning now. Okay, let's go learn. We're learning. What was he just doing the past 6 hours? This is my Tzai Yom Kippur. At 5:30, he asked his grandson to make sure he goes find someone to make sure they give him Maitzin and Berichas HaTorah. Because he was up the whole night. My Tzai Yom Kippur at the age of 100 years old. It's unbelievable. If a person has a 100% reality to the fact that this is a table, this is a chair, this is a digital recorder, this is a watch. If he can live his life, the same way that this is a chair, he knows, there is such a love for the Torah that 6 hours went by and it felt like a few minutes for him. And he couldn't understand, how could his grandson be asking if he wants coffee? Of course, he would take with milk with stomach, right? However, I'm fleishik, so how could you offer me coffee now? This is a situation where we see that there is a reality to these words. There is an application. This was what a Rav Yashiv was. He understood, he lived his life as every essence, every bone of his body. That's the only way it's possible to do things like that. To be able to run to the Torah. To be so immersed in it. For have hours and hours to go by and think it's just a few minutes. This, as he, by the way, mentioned on that video, and I thought it was a cute point. He was talking on the video they had where he was talking to Rosh Shmuel Vosner, Shlita, the Baal Shevet HaLevi. And he mentioned, he told Rosh Shmuel Vosner, he said, I got a bracha from the Chafetz Chaim. And he was a child, he said. You see, the Godel Ador, the Poisek Ador, who people would want to get a bracha from him, he reminisced how when he was a little child, he received a bracha from the Chafetz Chaim. He was zoicha to learn his words from the Chafetz Chaim, the Shmir Saloshin here. Ki lakach toiv nasati lechem tayrosi al ta'azoivu.